harsh how they feel and spending their money elsewhere. I applaud them. But Miller and Coors are laughing all the way to the bank. If anyone spends just 10 minutes on each one of those companies' websites, they'll find out the millions of dollars a year that they fork over to various Rainbow Mafia and trans terrorist organizations, pride events, you name it. Hand over fist every year they're giving money away. The only thing that they haven't done, that Anheuser-Busch has done, is make the dumbass mistake of putting a Dylan Mulvaney-type face on one of their cans. That's it.
Yeah. They haven't done it yet, because the ad where they apologize for having girls in bikinis help to sell beer, it's kind of going down that pathway. And this is why, look, I think the Bud Light boycott has been wildly successful, because the one thing I will say is it forced for the first time, Buck, a company to think, wait, we can crush our business by being too woke. Because you could, up to this point, say, okay, where is the company? Now, I think Disney is starting to hit some body blows, and we talked a little bit about this. I think the fact that they can't grow in the United States is partly a function that people are getting fed up with the woke Disney universe, but that could be a larger streaming context battle that they're dealing with. Bud Light is the first time, Buck, I can remember somebody legitimately getting knocked out in the ring by being too woke.
How is the Little Mermaid remake doing with the black
not
Little
out
Mermaid?
Yet. Comes
it's
out
not
this
out
weekend,
yet?
I believe.
Oh, it's coming out. I was going to say, I'm wondering how those numbers are in that one. And then there's also the controversy around the Netflix with a black Cleopatra.
Yes.
A historical figure who, maybe a surprise to Netflix, maybe not, was definitely not black.
Yeah. And Egyptian people are super fired up about this idea. And to your point, Buck,
she wasn't Arab. She was Greek, effectively, yeah. by ethnicity, because of the way the ancient Mediterranean was colonized. But anyway.
No, you're right. And it's turned into a huge story. That's a Netflix documentary. I also, look, I've got kids. We go to a lot of movies. I've never really bought into understanding why making an animated movie over as in non-animated movie is something that I really want to go see, right? Like The Little Mermaid, okay, great movie back in the early 90s. I went and watched Aladdin with Will Smith as the genie, and it was fine, whatever. I took my kids. It wasn't like I was like, oh, I've got to go see the live-action version of Aladdin, just FYI. I was there. I bought it first day, solo, sitting in the front seat. No, I don't understand why people, if you like The Little Mermaid, put on the animated film. Are there tons of people who are like, I need a real-life Little Mermaid?
We're in the truth zone right now. Did you go see Shazam back in the day?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty good, actually. Not bad.
Shazam was pretty good, he says.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does, too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance.
Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business, too.
There's no upfront charge, either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off of incomplete or outdated information.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. I was a size 46 pants 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time.
sugar cravings and reduced joint pains. And those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply. The South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office earlier this morning, asked for him, and then began to assault two members of his staff. Police say a suspect is in custody. The victims are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill into law barring that state's colleges and universities from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, limiting how race can be discussed in many courses.
The move comes amid conservative pushback on higher education DEI programs, which DeSantis and others say reinforce racial divisions and promote liberal orthodoxy. Supporters of the program say they are critical to serving the nation's increasingly diverse student populations. The law also forbids public colleges from offering general education courses, those that are part of a required curriculum for all college students, that, quote, distort significant historical events and teach identity politics, among other topics. Jeremy House reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden and congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle likely to resume talks as early as tomorrow as the White House talks about the debt limit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
No meeting has been finalized, but the president said talks are likely to resume this week ahead of his Wednesday departure for the G7 summit in Japan. Mr. Biden and the top four lawmakers were supposed to meet on Friday, but that meeting was abruptly postponed so staff-level talks could continue. The president said he's hopeful Congress can raise the debt ceiling and avoid a government default. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. After stalling for a couple of months, Las Vegas home prices have rebounded a bit. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in Southern Nevada was $430,000 in April. That's up $5,000 from March. A 1.2% increase, but down 9.5% from April of just a year ago. The prices may be up, but fewer homes are being sold, down nearly 35% from April of 22. And more than 3,700 single-family homes were listed in April for sale without any offers being made at all, a 53% increase from just last year. More than 22% of the sales were all cash deals. That's a 32% drop from just a year ago. The Golden Knights are headed to the Stanley Cup semifinals for the 4th time in 6 years. It was a shaky start as Edmonton scored on its first 2 shots, but the Golden Knights netminder Aiden Hill shut down the Oilers after that as Las Vegas eliminated Edmonton 5-2 in Game 6 of the best-of-7 series. All 5 Las Vegas goals were scored by the original Misfits. 3 from Jonathan Marchessault, and 1 each from William Karlsson and Riley Smith. The Golden Knights will face the winner of the Dallas-Seattle series now.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're going to be touching the brakes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 West at the 15 interchange. Remember, those restrictions continue on Summerlin Parkway. That's at Anasazi both directions. And watch for accidents eastern at Windmill and Warm Springs at Durango.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out, hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, May 15th. Good to have you with us. It is the start of a brand new week, and it is week 15 in the Nevada legislature. They're working hard up in Carson City. What they're going to get done this week is anybody's guess, but tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Week 15 of the Nevada legislature. Is anything going to get done? Are we going to start making some laws?
You know, I think we're kind of ended up, we're heading for more of a traffic jam at the end. That's where I think we're gonna be. You know, I've said it before, but it's still true. The lawmakers are just like teenagers. They procrastinate just like the rest of us. And I mean, they're working. So don't take it as just a complete knock, but you know, it's just the maybe are deals to be made, maybe there aren't deals to be made, but the deals happen as the clock winds down and everyone sees the pressure of knowing that the deadlines are coming.
Is there a strategic advantage to one party or the others in slowing this thing down?
Well, I mean, the big advantage, like, we coming into the session, that each side had something the other wanted. Lombardo had all this money that just poured in, you know, as a result of the higher tax revenues with the economy recovering, you know, which was bolstered by the, you know, all the money from the federal government. So Democrats wanted to spend the money, and, you know, Lombardo wanted all these policy reforms. And so the obvious thing to happen was Lombardo would trade money for policy reforms. And then Lombardo proposed spending all the money, or most of the money, on the things that Democrats wanted. It was stunning. And so, you know, basically the whole session, the question has been, well, is Lombardo going to be able to wiggle out any of his policy reforms when he's given away all of his leverage? And I'm not sure. I mean, I think, you know, if I'm him, if I'm his team, what I'm telling Democrats is, look, this was a package deal, the money and accountability for school choice, for school safety, for voting measures, for, you know, policing or sentencing reforms. Those were a package deal, and you're not getting one without the other. But I'm not so sure that's happening. And in fact, I'm very concerned that's not happening. And we'll have to see how it ends up here in 3 weeks.
Steve Sebelius, your Review Journal colleague, says Lombardo is governor, whether Democrats like it or not. Is it time to play hardball? Is it time for the governor and his staff to start playing hardball with these people?
Absolutely. They should be playing hardball. I mean, this idea, that, you know, I think people have this idea that, oh, people go up to the legislature and they debate and they investigate things with an open mind. And that does happen in some areas. That does not happen in the issues that the governor has made a priority. That are, you know, there's deep conflict. There's deep ideological conflict between Democrats and Republicans. And it's buttressed by all this fact that the special interests on the Democrat side are desperately opposed to things like school choice, to things like strengthening election integrity. And so you've got to go in there and play hardball. It's not about like, oh, let me convince you. Let me show you the stats. It's, I got this you want, and you got that I want. Let's come to the middle and make a deal. And I mean, if I'm the Democrats, I would say, look, we had 4 years where we could pass whatever policies we want with Governor Sisolak, and we did. You're going to give us $2 billion, we'll walk out of here. We don't have to pass a single bill. It's a huge win for us as Democrats. That would be my perspective as Democrats. And, you know, I think that's what we've kind of seen is they've held all those bills up. They've done a couple of hearings. But they sure haven't voted on them, and I'm not so sure they're going to.
AB 400, it is the education package for the governor. Is it dead? Is it truly dead on arrival, or do you think it can be revived?
Well, I mean, the key thing here that people have to understand is it's true. It's both true that Democrats are the ones who would, you know, kill it directly because they would, you know, would not vote for it. But Lombardo is the one who is the key player. He is the champion for school choice people. And school choice people have got to be going to Lombardo and saying, go to bat for us. You have all this money in the budget. You do not give them $2 billion to waste on this school district to empower the special interests who are attacking school choice, who are attacking school safety, who are attacking election integrity. You do not empower them with $2 billion and not get something for us. And so I think conservatives have got to be going to Lombardo and saying, you have got to step up. You have got to deliver. And if both sides walk away with nothing, fine. You can't make them vote. We get that. But you also don't have to give them exactly what they want if you aren't going to get anything back in return.
So in other words, you're saying dangle the $2 billion, but say you're not getting it until you give me such and such.
Yes, he should be telling the public and telling Democrats, look, this was a package deal. I came in here to negotiate, you know, to in good faith, putting forward something that each side would like and each side wouldn't like. And, you know, I came here just thinking, hey, this is what we need. This is an obvious thing. We're going to combine spending with accountability. And then I found out the Democrats weren't interested in doing this. They weren't interested in negotiating and working with me. And so here's what we got, Nevada. We've got the spending and accountability, or we've got the status quo. Democrats right now are for the status quo. I want to do both. You know, that's the kind of message he needs to send. And the thing is, the governor has this huge platform, this huge advantage. People know who Lombardo is. No one has any clue who the legislators are. They just don't. So use your bully pulpit. Go out there, define the issues, tell the Democrats, I'm either getting both of these things, we're either getting the money you want and the reforms that I want, or you're both getting nothing, and then I'm going to go pound you. That's the posture he needs to adapt. And until he does, I don't know why Democrats would agree to negotiate.
I got to ask you, because the governor was at a school choice seminar, if you will, last week. It was kind of a campaign event in a way, trying to drum up support for AB 400. But the question I keep asking is this playing a hardball too late in the game? It's almost as if he already gave them the money. They say they want that and more. We're talking about the teachers union and the school district and all of that. I guess my question is it too late in the game for him to play the $2 billion card?
Well, is it a less ideal time than it would have been 4 months ago? Absolutely. I mean, absolutely less ideal. But the thing is he still has the leverage. He still has the megaphone. He still has the veto pen. You know, he's the one who still has the cards. And so, Governor Lombardo, you were incredible during the campaign. You ran hard on school choice. You did not run. You did not win on dumping money into a broken system. Do what you said. Do what you campaigned on. Do what the people who supported you, they worked for. You can go get this done. You are still the governor. The governor of Nevada is one of the most powerful governors in the whole United States. Use that power. Use that leverage. That's what drives Democrats to the bargaining table.
We're going to talk to Melissa Hardy, the assemblywoman from District 22, coming up at the top of the hour. And one of the things I'll ask her is where all these bills are. But do you have a sense of where AB 400 is, which is the governor's education bill? I mean, is it has it received a hearing yet?
Yeah, it's received a hearing, and they've exempted it from all the deadlines. They're holding it back, you know, and this is what they do, right? Is they're not going to pass it unless that Democrats have a reason to pass it, and so Lombardo needs to give them that reason to pass it by going to the mat for his priorities, and that's where we are. I mean, if Lombardo doesn't act, the bill dies, school choice dies, election integrity dies, changes to keep Nevada safe. Those are all gone. Those are not happening unless Lombardo goes in there and makes stuff happen. And so it's both true that the Democrats are the ones opposing it, but also true that Lombardo needs to go in there and fight for it. And yeah, I have to say, maybe it's all happening behind the scenes. I do not think that is the case, at least not until very recently. I think Lombardo's team has been more than happy to just kind of get out of the session spending a lot of money. And I think that's a huge, huge error. We will know in 15 days, but I'm telling you, or 21 days, I'm reading the tea leaves, and I've been around a lot of legislative sessions, that the tea leaves, up until the last tiny little bit, have been Lombardo is happy to just have all his bills die and get out of the session with the budget passed. And that is a disaster, and that is a disaster that would be on Lombardo.
Again, joining us, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. More coming up as we continue right here. In fact, we're going to talk about his column this week about loneliness. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, everybody, coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, look at where is the economy going, this banking crisis, could there be contagion, and what does it mean for your bank accounts? My dad will join us on that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and his column over the weekend about loneliness. Explain what you were saying in the column. I thought it was fascinating. I saw a stat a couple of weeks ago that in Nevada, 25% of seniors live by themselves alone. But you say that there is a solution to the problem that's available to us.
Well, the Surgeon General came out recently with a report and identified loneliness and isolation as a public health crisis. and you know, basically said, you know, there's been a dramatic increase in the rise of people who are lonely and isolated, which was, you know, exacerbated by the pandemic, but not caused by it. And there's all sorts of health problems related to isolation and not being around people, not having those relationships. And you think about it, well, why is this happening now? You know, what's different now than 100 years ago? And obviously there are lots of things with something broad like this. You just have to acknowledge there are lots of factors. But whenever I see a question like this, I come back to this quote I read earlier this year. It was, "Traditions are the solution."